First Vice President Machar suggested the name change during the official launch of the SPLM-IO Secretariat in Juba on Saturday, arguing the word south refers to a direction and therefore he prefers the country's name to be changed to the People's Republic of Sudan. He says talks are underway to suggest a more suitable name for South Sudan.
I hope you will accept my People's Republic of Sudan. When you say South, South is a direction, it's not a name. What is your nationality? I am Sudanese. Looks awkward because I can call my son, I have a son, son of my brother, called Sudan. But can I call him Junub? Ellen Diu Manatanil Junub. It is a direction. But then our people get stuck to it. Congo, there is Democratic Republic of Congo, there is Republic of Congo. It doesn't have anything. So these are issues we will continue discussing until we arrive to consensus.
Juba resident Wani Yusuf says changing the country's name is not a priority given that there are much more pressing issues at stake, such as graduation of the unified forces, repatriation of refugees and resettlement of returnees. Yusuf says Machar should be suggesting more reasonable things, like how the government prepares for a population census as the country prepares for an election in 2023. He also notes that South Sudan is not the first country to be named after a location.
Countries like South Africa, South Korea, even South America as a continent. Putting the name South, it will never add anything to the country. So it has nothing, really has nothing that it can add. From South Sudan to People's Republic of Sudan, it has added nothing. And it makes no sense. The reason why we separated from the Northern Sudan. They call themselves Sudanese. And we have to differentiate ourselves by saying we are South Sudanese.
Yusuf says all the name change from Southern Sudan to New Sudan to now South Sudan has not made any difference. Another Juba resident who prefers to be identified as Tito says he agrees with Machar that South Sudan is a geographical location.
South Sudan has no permanent constitution as we talk. In fact, this constitution should be set by NCAC, the National Constitution Amendment Committee, whether or not, or maybe could be debated in upper and parliament, that is parliament, the national parliament. So the suggestion is good. I agree with the idea, but vice president and other president. In all aspects, all this suggestion could come after election if it happened that is the president of the country.
Another Juba resident, Agnes John, says she never expected Machar to suggest a name change.
I expected the first vice president to be like giving out information how we are going to conduct election. As for the first time, a country like South Sudan is conducting something called election, because majority doesn't know something called election. If I go back to the current financial crisis that we have in the country, why can't he look back? Even if we change the name, even to Heaven Sudan, it will not change our current financial crisis that we have in the country. Instead of wasting time changing names, why can't they boost up our agriculture?
Some South Sudanese have criticized Machar's suggestions on social media, saying people like the current name, Republic of South Sudan. They say what the country needs now is peace and stability to unite divided communities. Another commentator on Facebook said, I quote, let him first change the situation of the people and later propose to change the country's name. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.